Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's pretty amazing. Even though the preseason started, Ike, we still live in the Super Bowl glow.
Yeah, I'll be glad when the regular season starts so we can sort of move on from it. You know, it's not going to change what happened in February. That's going to always be there for us. But when the regular season starts, we'll be able to completely focus on the 2018 season.
That's correct.
We'll
yeah.
be able to completely focus
yeah,
on that.
Because then when you get a loss, you're not like we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you're ticked off about
exactly,
the loss.
Exactly.
And 3 weeks from today,
yeah.
it could be a loss. Listen, this is a tough first game, Mike.
And that's why I didn't have a problem with Chris Long, what he said a couple weeks ago, that he was tired of talking about the Super Bowl and he won't talk about the Super Bowl anymore.
Well, that's the
the players should have that mentality.
The players right now should have already, even if they really don't mean it, they should be talking about this season.
Oh hell yeah, they should. They better mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Doug said it at the ring night. Yeah, no players. Yeah, after that ring, your butts won't be here. You know what I mean? You keep worrying about last year. It's one thing for fans to bask in the past.
Yeah, we don't. It's not our job.
Yeah, don't have an impact on the outcome of games. These players had better be focused on 2018.
888-729-9494. Ben Livingston, our producer, thinks 5 Super Bowls to the Eagles is a realistic goal. What is wrong with you? Like, even if they get it, you don't predict 5 Super Bowls, Ben. I would say one more, and I'd be satisfied. If in 2030, God, how old will we be in 2030? Oh, Lord.
That's, what, 12 years from now?
You'll be pushing 60. You'll be mid-50s.
I'll be
early to mid-50s.
I will be mid-50s, yeah.
If they have 2, Nick, and then 1 with Carson, it's gravy, man.
That will satisfy me.
All right, that's gravy.
Yeah, that'll satisfy me.
But like, that's what the Broncos did with Elway. Nobody remembers that Broncos team as being like an all-time great. It's just like, oh, they won a couple. I think that you have to look at it from the perspective of those teams that did that. What did they have? They had great leadership and great quarterback play. You look at Bill Walsh, you put him with Steve Young and Joe Montana. You look at the Steelers with the Steel Curtain, Chuck Knoll, Terry Bradshaw. You look what the Patriots have done, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. The Eagles have that. You bring up the Packers. The Packers don't have that. They have Aaron Rodgers and a bunch of bums.
Well, they have Aaron Rodgers and, at least in my opinion...
I wouldn't say a bunch of bums. I think we underrate the people that are around Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean...
Davante Adams and Jimmy Graham aren't bums.
They're not... I don't think that they're... They've had great wide receivers with them.
It's their defense that's let them down,
The front office isn't the Browns, the old Browns,
right.
But they've wasted Aaron Rodgers for a couple years. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers can't stay healthy. So it's not just the
right.
front office and the coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan. It's not just that. He also can't stay healthy. So
sure.
when you're talking about if you think that there's multiple Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowls for the Eagles, that means Carson's got to be healthy. That means Howie's going to have to continue to make the right moves. And, I mean, Doug's going to need to be the great play caller slash head coach.
Yeah.
Let's do it. John in Bluebell. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's up, buddy?
What up, John?
Not much. Hey, that's nuts. 5 Super Bowls? Come on. What are we trying to do? Give ourselves the Dan Marino jinx?
Well, you already got one. What? So for you, when you look at the next 10 years, what do you expect? I mean, because...
I don't expect anything for 10. I just look short term. We got to run, and we got to run now. Most teams that win the second win it back-to-back or shortly after.
Well, they don't win it back-to-back.
If you're going to get 5... Yeah, look at the Steelers, look at the Cowboys, look at all the 49ers, look at the Patriots. Patriots went back-to-back.
Last team to do
it,
yeah.
To get to that number, you got to go back-to-back, and you got to capitalize now.
All right, well, I think 5's nuts, but...
Yeah.
You know.
I think eventually we can get there. I think Wentz can play 15 years and be highly productive. My concern has always been the wide receivers. And us not really having a true edge rusher, everybody's afraid of.
Well, they got to acquire those.
That would change our team.
Yeah, they got to acquire those. Now, listen, it's nice to have a Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown on your team. That's great. But that's not a necessity in order to win. The franchise quarterback is the necessity. And a franchise quarterback is going to make players around him better. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I'm not going to sit up here and put Carson Wentz in the class with Russell Wilson and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all those guys, and then sit here and say, we need Julio Jones. Because that's not how it works. How many Pro Bowl wide receivers has Drew Brees played with? Not a whole lot.
No.
Neither has Tom Brady.
Well, not...
not guys he didn't make into Pro Bowl wide receivers.
As far as Super Bowl champs, and you can have a good... you can have a even...
I agree with the pass rusher, though. You need one of those.
That's definitely more important.
Yes, sir. You need one of those.
So, let's just look at the last couple of years as far as that elite wide receiver. Alshon Jeffrey is an elite wide receiver, but he served the purpose of what you need in a wide receiver. And by the way, without Nelson Aguilar and without...
Alshon's a tier two wide receiver at best.
Yeah. I agree with you. So when Tom Brady never won with a great wide receiver.
No.
Right? He never won with Randy
Moss. He got
there
with Randy, but they didn't win.
He did not. So you have the Eagles. They didn't have an elite wide receiver, right?
Yeah, you got to keep drafting guys. You got to draft well. And you got to draft guys for specific roles. And again, if a player that you draft happens to turn out to be a great player, that's fine. No one's going to...
yeah, you don't want to suck your wide receiver.
Yeah, nobody's going to trade him back or anything. But the idea that, because if the Eagles are going to be good, they're typically going to be drafting in the bottom third of the draft every year.
Right,
right. They just start. So you have to hit on your draft picks.
Speaking of wide receivers, Langdon in Hunting Park, I think, wants Dez Bryant. Langdon, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, John? What's up, Mike? How y'all been?
What's up, Langdon?
I'm all right. I was wanting to speak. I wanted to say something real quick. I don't see how y'all don't think Alshon Jeffrey is a tier two receiver, because he had better numbers than all majority of the tier ones, or the same numbers as Antonio Bryant, Odell
Brown?
Beckham. He's just been hurt.
He's never had those numbers.
No, he's not in that class. We like him.
Alshon Jeffrey always had 10 touchdowns in the season, 8 to 10 touchdowns almost every year he played.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago.
And he's been hurt, right? If you listen, it's like he's been hurt. Like, let
I know,
him come,
and, he's,
been
and he's hurt now.
But that's part of it.
All right. And another thing I wanted to talk about is like, why wouldn't, if Dez do come to town, like, it's too much for them to deal with. Like, everybody talk about him coming being a problem. Randy Moss went to the Patriots and was blue collar for that whole however many seasons he was there. Like, if Dez can come here and do that and be a part of Carson Wentz, AO1 Foundation and all that stuff, you never know what might happen. I think we got a good chance if he do come. We'd be harder to deal with. Way harder. Too much.
Yeah, listen, I don't think he would hurt the team if he's willing to buy into a sub-role role that he's going to have on the team. Because you got to remember, Langdon, Alshon is coming back. So when Alshon comes back, then Dez gets bumped down to your fourth or fifth receiver.
No, Dez could go right in Mike Wallace's spot, put him on the outside, and put Nelson Aguilar in the slot. That's a lot to deal with.
Mike Wallace
is here to stretch the field for you. So you can open up the middle of the field for a guy like Alshon, or a guy like Nelson or Zach Ertz. Like, Dez Bryant doesn't run fast enough to warrant double coverage.
I just think about what he was doing with Roger Cromartie that whole season when he was just catching the ball for
That's
on the,
2014.
On the
it's 2018, bro.
He's been having a couple problems. Give a man a chance.
You're awesome, Langdon.
I appreciate it, Langdon. Listen, I take him as in a sub package. As long as he wants to be in that role. But I can't keep living off Dez in 2014.
No, he's not going to be the Dez of 2014. I will say this, though. You're going to have a motivated guy to come in here.
Sure you will.
I think the conversation you bring up, the biggest point against bringing in Dez is there's just not enough balls to go his way. And he's already shown, even if he comes in and says, oh, yeah, I'd be willing, then you're getting 13 snaps a game. He's going to be pouting over
there. Yeah, what happens when two or three games go by and he's caught two balls a game?
Right, and then the media's going to him and saying, are you unhappy with your role? Then the cameras are showing him on the sideline and he's pouting.
Yeah.
It's a component to it. It's probably why I wouldn't consider it.
Because when you look at it from the egotistical athlete's standpoint, his resume is better than any receiver on his team.
Certainly, yep. Better than Alshon.
From what he's accomplished, you know what I mean?
No, he's had more accomplishments than Alshon has.
So, he may come here and think, hey, man, why am I playing behind Nelson Agholor?
Pretty good chance that that happened.
So,
and he looks at Alshon's contract, already thinks he's better than him.
Right.
Is resentful for it.
Who knows what he's going to do? I don't know.
Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.